from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Great stuff, Jason. The Steelers have made their choice. They have named a starter. Russell Wilson is the starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers, going with the dependency and the pedigree over the the volatility of Justin Fields, which, you know, listen, obviously I think both quarterbacks are extremely limited. It wouldn't have made a huge difference to their season, whoever the choice ended up being. But it does kind of once again put into focus, you know, what a horrible situation that Pittsburgh quarterback is. 2021 NFL draft, pretty rough for QBs overall. Trevor Lawrence, number one, he's a starter. Zach Wilson, third string guy. Trey Lance, I guess you want to call him a backup. Justin Fields, backup. You know, so much promise in that top 12 in the 2021 NFL draft. And none of it really realized, save for Trevor Lawrence. How about that?
Well, yeah, Ben, it makes you wonder how many of these guys in this first round are going to end up being busts, because mm-hmm. typically you get a 50% bust rate, like, you know, Peyton Ryan Leaf type stuff.
Mac Jones as well. Mac Jones also a backup at 15.
And maybe there's still a future for him, but he has failed in his first attempt.
Yep.
Patriots certainly didn't help him.
Yep.
But my point is, like, you see, so every quarterback in this first round that we just had cannot be good, bro.
That's right. No, there's no way. It's just not that easy.
No, it doesn't happen that way.
Because, by the way,
we've never had that kind of success rate.
How about the next draft in 2022? I mean, that might be the worst quarterback draft in the history, in modern history. Kenny Pickett was the first one off the board at 20.
Pathetic. Right.
Then you have Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, well, that was just an awful year. Who just got cut by Arizona.
He's on their practice squad. Then you had Sam Howell. Then you had Malik Willis, who's a backup. The best quarterback in 2022 in that draft was the man who was picked last. Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is just completely...
That's what I'm telling you. So all these preseason performances have been so great, but it doesn't mean a thing. Like, the odds tell you that a couple of these guys are not going to be what they mm-hmm. were in preseason. A couple of these guys are going to be failures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2023 will be interesting.
It would be an anomaly if this class, if all of them pan out.
Yeah, 2023, you've got Bryce, obviously, so we'll see on him, you know, with a real coach and a real offense. CJ looked amazing and will probably be amazing. Anthony Richardson has a great situation. He's got to realize it, you know, but the talent is there. And then who else are we talking about in 2023? I mean, is that really Levis? Levis has a pretty good situation, you would say, at quarterback. Anybody else in 2023 I'm missing? I think that's kind of it.
Yeah, I think so.
I think those are the main ones. You got your Clayton Tunes and, you know, all that. But those guys aren't.
How many games does Russell Wilson play before they pull him and put in Justin Peel? Throwing 5.7 yards per pass.
Yeah, I don't know.
They'll be booing him at the end of, by the end of the first game.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's just been a it's a systemic thing in Pittsburgh, right? Like, they just haven't really adapted to the modern era of the offense. I mean, they held on to Ben Roethlisberger for too long, didn't move on from him. You know, then you have this sort of weird, you know, you try to give it to Pickett, and, you know, he's not clearly good enough. He's probably the third string guy in Philly. And now you're kind of wandering around in the wilderness with two quarterbacks. Neither one of them's good. Neither one of them's, you know, cut out for it. But, yeah, it's just Justin Fields feels like a bad fit there. Like, that's just the wrong place I would have tried to go if I was him, just because of how damn archaic that offense feels.
I mean, I thought with Arthur Smith it would be a little bit different. Arthur Smith, we've lauded him for how good an offensive coach he is.
Yeah.
Figured with the, you know, that he would find and pull out the best of Justin Fields. I think you're limited on what you can get out of Russell Wilson, and maybe that's why, and I argued it, you argued it this way, that you should start Russell Wilson ahead of Fields because you can always make the switch. I was arguing the other way. Why not start with a higher ceiling first? But what this allows you to do, I mean, with Russell Wilson is see if anything's left. Be to make a final decision basically on this, and then in the end, you're doing once you move on from him, and I believe that will come because this offense is going to be pedestrian to say the least. Then you can tell yourself, okay, let's go see what we've got with Fields. Do we have a future with him? Get it all figured out that you don't here in 1 year. Move on. Go after Daniel Jones. You know,
yeah.
That's what they're going to be doing here when it's all said and done. It'll be a challenge. I mean, dude won 10 games last year with Pickett. Like, if he's in that range again, crown him one of the GOATs, Mike Tomlin.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just him that's, you know, it's been organizational in terms of holding on too long to some things, right?
Right.
But they've still continued to win and made the freaking playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think this quarterback situation, and I know you can argue it's better than Pickett. You're right. It should be better than Pickett. Mm-hmm. It's still going to come back to haunt them and keep them out. You don't have anything. When you got Bill Parcells, so you got two, you don't have one?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to be in the Dak Prescott sweepstakes afterwards. I mean, why would you? You don't have a future with either one of those guys,
right? Right. Yeah, it's tough.
But I'm surprised Arthur Smith hasn't been able to, you know, pull a little bit. I know it's small sample size, but if he can't get anything out of Justin Fields, then yes, it's over. And so that's there's only so much to get out of Russ.
Right.
I think Steelers fans. I know y'all can tell me it's a better quarterback situation you had last year when we won 10 games. You know darn well. There's just not much to get up about with this offense.
Now, I know you are waiting with bated breath on the Pats' decision. Who are they going to start? Gerard Mayo said they've decided who will start at quarterback week one between Jacoby Brissett and Drake May.
Yeah, I've decided too. It's Jacoby Brissett.
But they will announce the decision tomorrow. Okay? So you ain't going to know until tomorrow. They're going to hold that from you.
Yeah.
But it definitely feels like it's Brissett. I mean, you would just if it was May, you would just say it's May. We believe we're going with him. We're rolling with him. We feel good about it. But clearly, it's going to be Brissett at this point, and it should be Brissett.
You don't. It's not just rolling Drake May out there like, you know, with a garbage team. It's the fact that you don't want to put Drake May in a situation where you're really trying to lose, and say but you don't want to tell Drake May that
exactly.
That's the point. Is that you, but you don't want to put him out there, set him up for failure.
Yes.
With this bum team when the mission is really to be bad.
That's right.
And that is why Jacoby Brissett, if Mayo has any sense,
that's right,
Jacoby Brissett will start and take this beating in these L's so they can get a number one pick. I mean, that's what it amounts
yes.
to. That's where the organization, what they're looking to do.
Yes.
So it would be foolish to throw the young man who may very well be their guy.
That's right.
Don't mess him up now with
yes.
with a plan that's one of the, you know, that's to tank.
Yeah, it seems like what they will do is they will lose enough games and they will draft one of these big tackles.
Best believe it.
Kelvin Banks or Will Campbell.
So they can protect him.
Yeah. Which I feel like that is the smart decision.
That, get weapons.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to need some playmakers.
I mean, the Pats have been just abysmal since Tom left. I mean, they just, amazingly, they made the playoffs. I mean, I think that would have been a trivia question that nobody would get right, that they made a playoff appearance after Tom Brady with Mac Jones as a rookie quarterback.
I would like to know what the Giants, we don't know, we know they tried, but what the Giants were offering to move up to 3 to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, you know, you wonder if maybe they should have taken that.
Yeah. Like, the mock draft has them taking Carson Beck number 1 now, the Giants, which, you know, would make sense. You know, and if you're New England, right, you can maybe trade that pick to the Giants.
If I'm the Giants, I'm trading it and getting Dak.
Okay, that's one way to do it too. Yeah.
I mean, you got neighbors there, but man,
however,
it's the same problem up there. Their offensive line is a mess too. So you have the same issues. I mean, and I think that might be a strike against the Giants for Dak. Is that I'm not playing behind that offensive line. You know, I got to go somewhere where we have a solid, like the Raiders have a solid. It's not the best, but it's solid. You know, it's much better than the Giants.
Now, Giants fans may disagree, and I know one does with me. I talked to Jeffrey about it. He wants to just take Carson Beck. Don't pay Dak. Do what most GMs are trying to do, which is have your quarterback on a rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing about Dak. You do that, you go 60-plus for him, the rest of your team is going to suffer. You bring him in. Go rookie quarterback if you believe in Carson Beck. Yes, you can. I mean, that's a better path financially, obviously, cap stuff, everything else. It's a better path to go that way. But you better believe in Carson Beck. Do you? He put up great numbers.
Yeah, I'm kind of ambivalent.
I need to watch him more this year and watch him closer before I'm just convinced he's this can't miss that the Giants should go all in for.
Yeah, I'm not really like, oh my God, I gotta have him. I'm totally there. But you know, what I will say about Dak is that, you know, you look at his career. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I'm just saying from a number standpoint, he is not that far from Mahomes. He's just not.
I know. He's only had one bad year with the picks.
Right.
A couple of years ago.
I mean,
usually he takes care of it.
Like, he's got more passing yards than Mahomes. Now, I think, you know, he's played maybe a season longer, right? So that should be said. But my point is that they're very comparable in terms of their, you know, he's got a higher completion percentage, you know, he's close. He's close. QB rating for Mahomes, 103.5. Dak, 99. You know what I'm saying? So,
is he, though, as someone described to me, the black Kirk Cousins?
Well, I mean, Kirk is pretty good.
Yes, but it's hollow. In the end, you have the numbers, but you don't have Super Bowls.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think...
And that's been the knock on Dak, is getting them over the hump.
But, like, do you think if...
He's a great regular season quarterback.
Or do you think if Mahomes was in Dallas with everything, with the same coaching staff that Dallas has and has had,
no.
He would have different...
No, I think it's a result. A lot of that's Andy Reid.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think you have to go somewhere where, you know, your staff accentuates your abilities, you know, and calls good stuff and has a good scheme. You know, and I feel like that has not really been the case for Dallas, you know, ever since Dak has been there. So, you know, I think the reality is that he's probably held up his end of the bargain.
I mean, Kellen Moore was calling good stuff a couple of years ago when we had him as the next, you know, the next head coach, because that offense was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it just began, it's a matter of getting it done in the playoffs. And I don't know. Like, I'll give you, Baltimore last year was one of those situations where you don't put it on the quarterback because the game plan was bad, mm-hmm, against KC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, maybe it does. Maybe the game plan's changed a little bit for the Cowboys once they get the playoffs, but I felt like that's been more Dak not getting them over the hump.
Yeah.
And a defensive letdown last year. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, last year was inexplicable, right, in the playoffs against Jordan Love. I mean, that was terrible.
But Kirk would be one of those guys that puts up great regular season numbers and for whatever reason just hasn't gotten done in the postseason. Dak's in that boat right now.
You know, but they won a game in the playoffs against Tom Brady in 2022. They fall just short to San Francisco. That was a hell of a game. They were driving at the end of it, you know.
Well, it was embarrassing last year, though, right?
Oh, yeah, last year was totally embarrassing. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, but you won a game in 2018. You lose to the Rams, who I believe went to the Super Bowl.
2018, 6 years ago.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, they've been close in these games where you feel like if the staff was better, that, you know, Dak would have. I mean, it's not like Dak had 425 yards total. You know, it helped lead them, I should say, to 425 total yards in that win against Tampa Bay. I mean, he had 387 yards in the game against the Packers. He had, 258 against the Rams. I mean, it's not like he's just been abysmal in these playoffs. Yeah, turnovers have been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They have. I mean, there's no way around that. Two picks in a game is unacceptable in the postseason.
Yes, playoffs, yes.
You know,
exactly.
You just can't do that.
Yeah, the yards are one thing. They can't leave out the picks.
But I feel like, you know, so much of this is who is your coach? Like we talked about, like if Dak Prescott had Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes had Mike McCarthy, come on, bro. I mean, you can't overcome your coaching. Justin Herbert is going from the probably worst coach in the NFL in Brandon Staley, the second worst coach in the NFL, to Josh McDaniels, to now he's got Jim Harbaugh. Watch that. Watch that. That's going to look a lot different. You know, so I do think in the NFL it does matter, man. It does matter, you know, who your coach is.
Yeah, I can hear how bad you're ready to go after Dak now.
I'm not sure Antonio Pierce is the guy for him, to be clear. I doubt he is, you know, but I need some hope. I definitely need some kind of hope in Raiderland, and that's where it lies with Dak Prescott. We'll come back. Norton Herr IV going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him. Obviously, good stuff with Memphis basketball around the city. Get his thoughts on that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, how are you trying to fit me? ESPN.
Hang on my DJ Pete.
Norton Herr IV, Team Thad director and coach, Black Coach Association, All-Circuit Collection. For what he's done on the EYBL circuit, also Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. You can follow him on X at Dream Big Herd and on IG at I Am Coach Herd. He joins us now, like he's gracious enough to do every Wednesday. Just saw him last week over at Shoot 360, and I know it feels we got the big grand opening coming up here shortly, do we not? September 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all open, but this is the official.
Yeah, the official grand open, almost like, you know, when the stock or something go public. We've been going on about a month or so, maybe less than a month, but it's already, like you say, when Chris came out and played last week, we did a couple weeks of fall league, birthday parties, memberships. So people have just been coming by word of mouth, but the official grand opening will be Sunday, September 8th, free to the public. Got a lot of public officials coming, a lot of youth from all over the city, no matter what sport they play. Churches, everything, you know, have reached out to us. So it's free. You know, they had to do things on a high level. So I'm hearing we're going to have all kind of fun stuff for the kids, bouncers, rides, free food. You know, people like to eat food trucks. So just a great thing to show that we have some positive in the city and another avenue to hopefully, you know, help the youth and keep kids out of trouble and a whole nine.
So you'd be out there kissing babies, folks can get a picture with you, whatever, $5 a picture, whatever it is, just whatever. But you should have seen this guy last week, John, up in there. Something was off. I can't remember. Some guy was doing something Herr did not approve of.
Yeah.
Man was like the godfather up in there. He called over his folks and said, we're going to nip that right down. And, of course, he wasn't the messenger. He had the work done for him. It's something else to watch Herr work in 360. Y'all run a tight ship over there.
Like
you said, it's all high level.
Yeah, we like to keep everything high level and professional. And I feel like Memphis is a really, really great city. And so we should keep the standard high, whatever we do. We want it to be a safe, fun place, and we want to keep the main thing. We want to keep it about the kids or whatever like that. You know, it's almost like sometime, and you did this, Jason, and John, you doing this now with having, you know, new kids. Have you seen sometimes we do a kid birthday party, but then it becomes adult birthday party by the end of the day?
Like, yes.
No, let's keep it the main thing. We came for birthday cake, hot dog. We didn't. Now people bringing other stuff.
Bringing the drink to the party. I saw one of those recently. And I said, that's not about the kids.
We want to make sure we keep our business model and our focus for the youth is the main thing in there at all times.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I'm glad to see that there's a positive, you know, impact going on. Now, I do want to get your thoughts on something that's going on with Memphis. Maybe I'll change the names for the context of the discussion. But reportedly, some disputes, some divides going on between head coach, assistant coach. Now, you run a program.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some you claim, some you don't. Now, you know, again, that's between you and your staff. But how often does that come up, like, just in a day-to-day? Because the point I made, and we're talking about Penny and Rick Stansbury, it's been reported that there's a divide of some kind. And as opposed to overreacting about that, Jason and I, the story that I told is that Jason and I have had shows where we walked out on each other.
Mm-hmm.
We aired national, big dog. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, where's Jason Jones? We were having a divide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come back 2 days later, we cool. Mm-hmm. But how often in sports, as a coach, with staff that you do or do not claim, does that come up?
It comes up often. It happens often because when you're in a very competitive field and, you know, as you mature and you sit back late at the house and you realize a lot of times you might be butting heads with someone, but if you look at it and keep it in perspective that we all really want the same goal, you can kind of get through with it. Now, on the flip side, I'm one of those guys, whether it's at 92.9, is at Cheesecake Factory, wherever, Restaurant 36, wherever it is, that the head person is the head person. Even if the person that's under, when I say under, I don't mean as a human being, but as a job title, is under the person, whether they are right, whether they are their idea might be better, I just feel like at some point you have to draw the line at the head person, you know? And so it happens. I mean, you can see me at Peach Jam, some guys at the end of my bench saying stuff, coaches, and I might be like, I got this, you know what I'm saying? And it's not in harsh, and it could look like, but you know, you butt heads, but it's within the competitive nature. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the person who is in charge, bottom line, is almost like, and I might be taking it too far with this, but I had this conversation with people all the time. When you go live with somebody, right, you could be paying, if your name is not on the mortgage or lease, you could be paying, I don't know if everybody has ever done stuff like this, but a lot of urban people in Memphis have, you could be paying half the rent, you could be cleaning up the most, you could be keeping their kids, you could be feeling like you are bringing a lot to the table, which you are, but in reality, it's not your house. And if you're an adult, it's still a honor that somebody letting you stay there, and at the end of the day, you have to follow their rules.
Stops with
like,
there,
you might have to be a little quieter at night when you want to stay up and blast your TV. So, and it's just like a college. Then if you're the head somewhere else, I got your own house, you can stay up to throw parties to 4 a.m. So, mm-hmm. I know both of those guys, and I'm really good friends with both of those guys. Like, I love Rick Stansberry, you know, and I don't even hang out with him like I should while he in town. He gets on me about that. You know how much I love and gain respect for Penny these days. So they are two competitors. They both do things at a high level.
Both head coaches who have done, right,
yeah,
do things different
when
ways.
When you get a former head coach now, you know how when you're doing anything, you weigh pros and cons? When
yeah.
you get a former head coach, though, that's always going to be one of the cons because somebody is used to doing stuff a certain way.
Right.
And unlike a regular assistant, a former head coach, who also don't need money or hands, they might be a little bit more willing to say what they got to say in meetings and stuff like that. So, but I don't think, like I said, I haven't talked to neither one of them here in the last 3 weeks, and I will soon.
Yeah.
So for what I'm just hearing from the report, I don't think it's
going to. Well, maybe you can help. You can help bridge the divide. You might be the man for the job.
I mean, I guess it's a fine line, and it's easier to say this is the way to do it than it is to actually execute it. But don't y'all need, and I'm speaking about head coaches, whether it's you, whether it's Penny Hardaway, don't you want, whether you want to admit it or not, someone that will challenge, not disrespect,
yeah.
not get out the house and say it's my house. But if you're, because we know there are more than one way, but more than one way to skin a cat. Like, mm-hmm. like you said, I brought you here because you have ideas, and in some cases it could help me. Nick Saban deciding, I'm going to start bringing in these offensive coordinators because my level of offense needs to go up, and I'm going to let them do it. I mean, that was a GOAT who had done it his way and been mm-hmm. successful. I mean, don't you, I guess my question would be, don't you want in your staff someone that isn't just going to, at least one that isn't just going to yes, 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 yes you all the time?
For sure. Now, football is a little different, Jason, because the head coach is more of an overseer. So you have an offensive coordinator,
that's
you have a
fair.
Defense coordinator, and
yeah,
they get to
that.
Run
that's a good
that
point.
Particular thing. With basketball, it's only 5 people we right here, so I can run my stuff offense and defense like I need to.
Right.
I have heard a really, really good college assistant tell me and other people heard, assistant coach in college. Now, I ain't saying the last 4 years, we're pretty much professional suggestion makers. We might give 100 suggestions, dude might only take one. You can't get in your feelings either. You see what I'm
yes,
saying? Because
yes,
my people bring
yes.
me, because you got to understand too, Jason, like as a human mind, right, it ain't just got to be sports. It could be the way you drive your car, some at the house. You would have kind of be overwhelmed if I came to your house today and you probably didn't put a lot of work into decorating.
Yep.
I'm like, but Jason, I would put, now if I say one thing, it's okay, I'll put this picture here, but if I just start going through, but I'll put this here. And matter of fact, just take the blue off.
Yeah.
The pink
I
is better. Your neighbor got the
yeah,
pink.
My brother
after
does that.
After a while, you know,
it.
You like, yeah, you get what I'm saying? You like, I'm messing with you. I want you to come tweak some stuff, but I kind of got an idea how I want to do stuff. And at the end of the day, this is the last thing I'm about to say on that too. No matter how good somebody's opinion is, whether this is what I had to learn, because I used to let people, I lost games before by letting people do stuff for me. Mm. At the end of the day, not that many, because I haven't lost that many games, and it was years ago. But at the end of the day, when you win or lose, it's going to be on you. So then when you realize that in the high position, you say, listen, if it's going to be on me anyway, we go do it my way.
For sure.
And that way, if you fail or fired, it's not going to feel good sleeping, but you can sleep better at night knowing it was on you.
No regrets.
You can't second thinking like, oh,
right.
I let so-and-so do this. I let so-and-so do that. And so, like you said, Jay, it is a fine line of how you can try to challenge somebody with it. But y'all got to understand, we all human beings, too. Well, this is the last assistant, whoever. Let's be real. Deep down inside, everybody from this job to a Walmart, everybody think they the best at the job, and if they was in their position, they'll be doing better. Let's be real. Like, I ain't trying to make it uncomfortable here, but everybody on every job thinks that. Could be true, could not. You know what I'm saying? But everybody, so with that, you know, it's going to always be, you know, some on that.
Yeah, it's a fine line. It is a tangled web that we now. I do want to ask, how many assistants do you have?
Officially or unofficially?
Well, I want to know the official count, because we need to make sure everybody knows their role.
I mean, I do a good job of giving guys their role. We don't have a big, a big budget to pay people. So
gotcha.
Just because everybody has on a collar shirt, you know, and around doesn't fully mean that they're a official coach, but they do bring good input at some department of what we're trying to do holistically with the program.
So let me ask you this. Is there a special symbol if you are a real salaried coach that you wear, like, to differentiate yourself from the rest?
So it's not about salary. It's more about productivity and how big your role is. But no, pretty much we wear the same. Now, me, I wear the same thing. Now, I do see my coaches try to have swag, and they have went and got other stuff touched up. You know, I got young CJ on the bench. He wearing designer. I ran to a guy 2 weeks ago at Reform, and he had a TTM bucket hat. I'm like, hold on, how you get this made? I don't even got one of these. Hold on. So, you know, people add their swag, and like our players, John, we let people use their creativity, but I'm just a, you know, simple old ball coach. I just wear the regular all black with the gold logo.
Bigger than me.
Yes, sir.
I like that. I respect that.
Fred Smith Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Are they doing it differently in terms of, like his age? You know, most folks say if you're one of the top prospects in town, you're going to jump on the, hey, you jump with whether it's Team Thad or Ernie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is he kind of doing his own thing? Are they doing it a little bit differently with him?
Yeah. He's, matter of fact, you mentioned that USC video in a minute. He had a really good night last night.
I saw him last week. I mean, guys.
And, John, I know you and other people been concerned, and I'm out to DM some people about the talent in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
98% of all the best players, the Barley Boys, Whitehaven, Houston, they've been in the fall lead every Tuesday.
I saw him last week.
And it got even better last night, because Thursday was the first day. Some people
were
confused. Fred was, Fred didn't play the first day. He got the late.
Yeah, I saw him.
He was off the chain last night. I mean, everybody was in there at our fall. So, yeah, Fred doing it. I mean, he's doing it a little different. You know, his father worked for the program he had, you know, and so that's no difference than, like, you know, Kay Cunningham might have would have went to Duke instead of, you know, Oklahoma State if, you know, his brother, you know, didn't work there or whatever. So his daddy helped build it. His dad does a great job. Good guy. Like I say, he's on some of the videos right now. He always hyped the kids.
Man, I love his kids.
Yeah. But Fred is one of the better
hoop
guys we got. He's getting tall. He's good. He's versatile. But, you know, he's still, you know, I'm going to leave it at this, though. He has another summer left, so let's wait till he fully has no AAU or high school eligibility before we say, you know, did he do it different, you know, because it's,
You never know.
Yeah, you just never know where things, you know.
What's he going to be at the college level?
What you mean?
Well, he's not done. It doesn't seem like he's done growing. I mean, power, is he a combo forward? Is he a, big guy you're going to play underneath the basket if he gets any bigger? Like, what is he?
I think he's a versatile combo forward.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's a and skilled.
Yeah. He's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of crazy. Like, there was a time in, 2013 where, even like a guy like Juwan Johnson at Southwind, I'm just using him as an example, that's a dude that, like, we didn't even talk about. Like, we didn't even talk about Juwan Johnson because he wasn't going to Memphis. Like, you know how Jason is. So we weren't even talking about Juwan. So, like, if Juwan got dropped into this class, bro, we'd be talking about him all day, every day. Like, he's, like, the next.
If Juwan Johnson and Matthew Butler was in this class, they'd probably be, like, the top two players.
No doubt.
In the city.
That we've had in a long time, probably. I mean.
So, Dedrick Lawson and Jalen Fisher and them is 2016.
Man.
Jarrell Vick is 2015.
Yep.
2017 was, I think Tyler Harris, like 2018.
Yeah, him and A-Lo.
The last good class, because let's not get too down on Memphis. Okay. So, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
We're not that far behind. The last good class was 2020. 2021, we had Cam Jones, Kennedy Chandler, Musa, Maverick, Mason Miller,
yeah.
Alpha class. White. That was a pretty good class.
Yeah, but I mean, Kennedy left, though. I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, he left.
He left.
Moosa stayed. So, okay.
Well, Moosa, thank God. I mean, I think Moosa was 2020.
Huh?
He was 2020 because he had...
Well, he moved up because
playing
with
that's
us.
That's right.
And then when COVID happened, it was like they was canceling so many games.
Yeah.
So he was in that class. It was Moosa.
Yeah, Kennedy. No, I think Moosa needs another year.
The best player in that class at the time, we didn't know he was in it. His name is Cameron Jones.
Stood.
Yeah, Jonathan Lawson was in that class.
Yep.
So that class had...
No, you're right. I mean, that was a really good class, actually. I mean...
And then we count all the people they brought to Houston, the big boy from... We got to count...
Jarrell Colbert.
Is Memphis, right?
You count him?
Yeah, bro. He was, high four-star? I mean...
Yeah.
Where's he at now?
Last week...
He wasn't locked
tried
in.
To make his stuff and said we couldn't count Houston. Now, this week...
You can't count Houston.
I'm glad you're holding him accountable.
You cannot count that year of Houston as like, okay, everything's going to be fine. That was a one-off, as we all know. Wasn't Ahmad Noel there? I mean, like that was...
He was as a freshman.
Yeah, bro. Like that was a one-time thing, and now he's a freshman at UConn. Ahmad Noel was a dog. Like you see him like, oh, my God. Like they do not look like this as freshmen in Memphis. He was put together, and, he wound up being a really good player.
Really good. I think our last high major that stayed in Memphis, though, might have been, Chandler Jackson, 2020.
That's him.
Florida
That's
State.
That's him, yep.
That might have been.
He was very good. He was a very good high school player.
Too far off.
No, you're right.
We need to get back on the right page.
So and
then what class is Braylon's? 29? What class is that?
Braylon
That's going to be a good
is
class.
A
long way to go.
28.
He's 2028.
Because I think they had some of my A grades, and they 2029.
Yep.
Yeah,
that class will be DJ.
That'd be good. That'd be good. The 10th grade class sneaking up, too, with Boogie. What's my boy name? That's the point guard at Briarcrest. You got Dylan and them at Bartlett. So 10th grade class sneaking it out. Fred and them was solid. Some people started to leave,
right.
Here late. So, we getting there.
Yeah. There's a long way to go. But what I would like is, if Cam Jones, if we knew Cam Jones was going to be the player he is today,
mm-hmm.
like that guy stays, at his place. Now, I do want to ask you this from a competitive standpoint. I was basically grounded because I pointed out a 69-0 loss in a Memphis high school football game that I should not have done that. That I should not be making light of 69-0 because some schools have more resources than others.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair play or was I wrong to laugh at 69-0?
So I'm not. First of all, I'm laughing at your question for the audience. I'm not laughing at the 69-0.
Well, that's what I would say too.
You used to be on that.
That's what I would say.
No, I've never been on that. No part of my life.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Thank God we had athletes back then. So even when I couldn't do nothing,
my
question, Thaddeus Young was going 30.
Yeah, my question was not that funny. I mean, you know what you were laughing at? It was Southwind and Ridgeway.
So Southwind's pretty good. So Ridgeway had
the zero.
I know one of the coaches that You know what? I don't think we should laugh, but I'm going to be real. Ridgeway is a respectable school. So if you would have said one of these charter schools,
right.
Or if you would have said the BS that they got going out there.
That's what I wanted to hear.
That Lakeland, they got these kids, only 9th and 10th graders last year, playing a full varsity schedule, losing about 40. You know, because the school just started.
That's right.
And so I would say different. But Ridgeway, come on, that's a pretty.
That's right.
You know, but you know, Southwind, they are doing some things right now and getting some football players from all over and got some stuff going on with the coaching staff.
Okay.
I'm more against it in basketball. Like in basketball, when you see the 102-4 and the coach got suspended and people, I don't think that's not soft, because anytime we're not playing a Nike team or a shoe company team, if we get up 20, I go back in zone, because you're not teaching the kids nothing after that.
Mm.
Like us beating a team by 40, 50, 60, like, it's not helping either side.
That's right.
On somebody that's not good.
That's why I was trying to figure out what they were doing, and it was 69-0. Like, y'all can't kick a little field goal, man, make it 69-3. I don't know. I just feel like that would have been good for the kids that next week of school, you know, with their homework assignments. It would have been some nice morale. But I guess Southwind didn't give a damn about that, did they?
We're supposed to be a top 5 football program this year, though, in the city. Like, after you get through with the Houston and Bartlett, somebody say Southwind is like...
Because they got everybody from Ridgeway and somebody else they're pulling from now.
Mace is very
Kirby,
good, y'all.
Kirby,
Mace is solid.
Football?
Yes.
Okay. That's the home school, right?
No, that's the charter. That's the charter. Memphis Academy of Science and Engineering. Mace is very good.
That's
very
Cedric
good.
Miller, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, very good squad. Nice. They got their stuff together now.
Yeah, man. It's just a different world today than it used to be, you know?
That's rough.
It, you know, and that applies to both football and basketball, man.
Are you done with the kids?
What you mean?
Like, one and done.
What you mean, one and done?
With children.
Oh, you're talking about my personal life.
Well, might there be a little Herd Jr. one of these days out here?
Oh, I was unclear as well.
Yeah. I'm like, what happened?
And you have a beautiful daughter. I'm just wondering, has Herd cut it off? Are we one and done, or might there be another? You know,
interesting.
One thing about 9219, we do a little personal coverage.
We like having
full
kids
coverage
around here. I don't know if you've noticed, but Jeffrey Wright kids, Gabe Kuhn kids.
Okay.
You know, John just had a second kid.
That's right.
And okay. So we like talking about family.
And since I'm a counterpart of the family, I'm feeling the pressure. Y'all just going to make me have
one. That's what I wondered if it might hit you. It's a little contagious, you know what I'm saying? You might have now that you'll be in here more regularly.
Well, we also don't know Herd's marital status, right? We don't know.
Oh, we getting even deeper.
Yeah, I mean, well, there has to be something.
Is it snip-snip, or is it a possibility we might?
So let me answer this real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're getting up there these days, aren't you?
I am, but I have seen actually a lot of men, I don't know, in their 40s and everything. Like, I got seen, a lot of kids 45 having 1-2 kids.
Don't be
right
Mick
now.
Jagger out here having in the 70s and 80s out here.
I get a sense that there might be a possibility. No, I'm going to say this. I got
my answer.
Like John just said, I'm not married, okay?
Yeah.
So, it's the right thing. It's not against the law, but I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody asks me, would I love to have a kid, I can't answer that because it goes with, let's say I did want to have a kid. I'm not going to force one and it's the wrong situation.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
there's a process.
You would want the wife
process.
And the family.
Yeah. Yeah, like if it was anything in life at this point in my life has to make sense. So I'm okay if my daughter's the only thing I have. I'm okay with my car for the rest of my life. I'm okay with my house. But if I'm able to upgrade at one point, I will keep the possibility on the table.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should.
That's good.
Are you single? Are you looking?
Now you asking me, am I single?
Or we can maybe, you know, you never know who's listening.
Well, you know, I'm a single full-time father.
Mm.
There you go.
And so...
There you go, Herd.
Let them know,
Herd.
No.
Fathers taking care of their business,
right.
Raising their on their own. That's attractive to women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But that women
hits.
I have been blessed to, like, getting a woman has never been, like, a hard thing for me.
Right.
So for me, that's not what I'm... You know, I'm focusing on more... daughter business. We got a lot of stuff going on with 2360.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So
you're a businessman.
That's my main focus.
He won't play a dating game with you.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, hey,
you just never know. Know who might hit slide
in the
DMs.
Yeah, I'm open for friends, and good people are good to have right now. So I'm open for
friends. I think you played it right.
You have a lot to offer.
You got a lot to offer. You know, maybe, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. Well, Herd's got an open mind, so
open Yeah, open. What you mean? Open
mind? To new friends.
Not an open checkbook.
Oh, okay,
because
there's a lot of
stuff that me and this is a new.
That was poorly phrased.
No, he's open to new friends.
Open to new lady friends.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, I think everybody got it. Damn, bro. All right, jeez. Yeah, he's Norton Hurd.
Appreciate you, man.
You never know. You never know quite where this segment's going to go, do you?
Never.
Appreciate him coming on, as always. We'll come back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
And we are getting new information as to who the next addition could possibly be. The University of Memphis has reached out to
the way you've sold this, it better be good.
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
Oh, it's good.
Good for who? All of us? Or just you?
At 7'1", 216 pounds.
Skinny.
Having averaged 6.8 points, 8 rebounds, and 1.9 blocks a game, ladies and gentlemen, the University of Memphis has reached out to Musa Pisa!
Memphis is home of the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Bob Kessling, inviting you to follow all the exciting action of Tennessee football all season long, 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Tennessee opens the season Saturday against Chattanooga at Neyland Stadium. Ball network coverage starts at 9:45 a.m., kickoff set for 11:45.
92.9 FM, ESPN, is the Mid-South's home of college football and the SEC. Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
360.
is where you're going to go to get better at the game of basketball. That's just the facts. 50,000 new square foot facility out in Cordova. Perform Sports. Multiple NBA courts. Multiple high school courts. So you can get the work in on the bays, and then you can get on the court in a game and put it in action.
Yep.
And the hooper in your house is going to love it. They're never going to want to leave. And you're going to love it because they're not only getting better at basketball, but it's something for them to do, right? Something for them to stay productive. Shoot 360. Two locations here in Memphis.
The setup is tremendous. We got out there, as I mentioned, last Thursday, and just blown away by the place, how huge it is. First off, they've taken over that whole building over at 1375 Big Orange Road. John's mentioned 50,000 square feet. Two NBA regulation size courts, three high school size courts. They got all the shooting bays. It's all right there together. Can literally go right off the shooting bay into the game. And they're running a great, obviously running a great basketball league out there on Tuesdays now. It's become a who's who in Memphis basketball. Why? Because folks understand this is the way you train now. When it comes to basketball training in 2024, you do it with this sort of technology in this sort of facility. Don't worry, your membership at Shoot 360 is going to get you out to the Collierville place as well, 85 Marcus Center Drive. They're still there and newly renovated. So no matter where you are in town, you're going to be close to a place where you can get in a nice workout. Call them up, 901-779-3176. Get your membership. They've got a bunch of great options. Again, 901-779-3176. The future of basketball training is here, and it's Shoot 360 Memphis.
We're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN. No update quite yet on whether the divide has been less divided between Rick and Penny. So the divide...
Stop.
Well, it will either be undivided or it will remain divided. So, again, Jason will have an update for you tomorrow morning on the saga.
Can we talk about the leak that Penny has, that this kind of info keeps getting back to Hitman Hoops, and can you get that plugged up? Love Hitman Hoops, the job he's doing, but my gosh,
it's Penny, a leak for sure.
Penny, you got secrets coming out, and this guy busts you left and right. You want to find out who he is, or you want to cut off this info?
It's got to be Rick, right? I mean, Rick's doing it.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. It wouldn't have to be.
Or somebody connected to Rick.
There's a lot of people.
So
in
that's
practices.
Why I say you probably need to put up all suspects instead of just,
everybody's
know,
on there's, possible.
There's
yeah. Go ahead,
little,
John.
Get a little Godfather going. You know, everybody in the middle of the court right now.
Yeah, you got to find out who this leak is, man.
Because every single
I didn't know.
Time I turn on this godforsaken app, I see another leak out of my program. The only hitman in this building is me. But I got to deal with cleaning up hitman's mess because one of you two cabrons keeps running your gums. And I'm going to find out who it is because what I'm going to do is I'm going to start giving each of you clowns a different morsel. And I'm going to see which one of those rises to the top. I'm going to tell you that X, Y, and Z is out for the year. And then I'm going to tell you that he'll be back in a week and a half.
Very clever.
It ain't a big deal.
Well done.
So I'm going to find out which one of you jabronis is flapping your gums. And when I do, it's going to be real ugly for you. Because I ain't going through another year of this.
You might.
Oh, there's a rat bastard in my program, and I'm going to find him.
Yep.
I'm going to find him.
Oh, leak.
And Hitman Hoops, I'm coming for you, too. No, we're not coming for the journalist.
No, we love Hitman.
No, we got to fix
it. It is funny his name's Hitman, though. With
yeah, it is. It is. Anyway, that's going to do it for us.
Great
today
job.
On to the show. We should have done that earlier. We should have got, you know, but again, the Godfather appears
right
when it's right, when the time is
who
right.
Who is Hitman, by the way? What's the guy's name?
It's a mystery. We'll try to solve it tomorrow. Thanks to Norton Heard IV for joining us on the show. Thanks to Nyron Hoggins, Isaac Bruce for joining us as well, and to Brett McMurphy from the Action Network. Jeffrey and company up next. Stick around. For Jason and John, we're gone.
Get closer to the action with 92.9 FM ESPN on the free Odyssey app.
But if you can't catch it live, you know, when you're going running or doing something else, you can listen to Jason and John on the app. You know, that's what I get
right
back and I it, you know?
It is amazing. Sometimes people will say, man, I'm moving. I hate that I'm going to. I'm like, you don't have to not listen to us. Like, the internet exists on
people
the app.
Sometimes say to me, they'll say, do you ever think about having a podcast? Someone said that. And usually it's a young person. So
right,
someone
right,
said
right,
that.
Right.
My nephew, my 20-year-old nephew said that to me. And I tried to explain to him that if I was to, quote-unquote, start a podcast tomorrow, I'd have 12 listeners as opposed to the tens of thousands, of hundreds of thousands, whatever it is that we already have here. Plus, by the way, this is also a podcast available and consumed just like you would any other podcast.
No doubt.
So in fact, I have a podcast, but also a radio show.
Listen back anytime using the Odyssey app's Rewind feature. Smart speakers, too. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. This is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, an Odyssey sports station.
To understand what makes Genesis Diamonds so different than other jewelry stores, you have to go back over 40 years to the diamond-cutting capital of Tel Aviv, Israel. That's where Genesis owner...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.